understands that the biggest fraud against this humanity, our humanity, is the fact that viruses have never been isolated. None. There is no measles virus. And once you understand the basic chemistry and biology of the fraud that they perpetuated on the human race, and each year, if you ever thought about this, why is there a new virus every year? With a new name? With a similar types of symptomologies? This all started with the Third Reich. And Dr. Enders and the so-called viruses. I write about this in one of my books, A Second Thought About Viruses, Vaccines, and the HIV/AIDS Hypothesis. And I'm not alone. Those who have been brave enough, who stood up, even Peter Gooseberg, Professor Peter Gooseberg at Berkeley University, a friend of mine, who wrote the book Inventing the AIDS Virus, lost all of his funding at the university. When the Nobel Prize winner for discovering the so-called HIV virus gets exiled to Beijing because he's changing his mind about the existence of a virus. This is how bad things are.
It's never.
What is your response?
I don't hear. Can you speak louder?
Every world leader I met with, and I.
We are all being controlled by an elite, wealthy, and privileged few. When Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire, was found guilty of sex trafficking, he was set to squeal on all the elites in Hollywood and in Washington who used his child sex services. But Epstein was found dead in his cell from, quote, suicide. Why do the elites want children from sex traffickers? Adrenochrome. It is harvested from children for a euphoric and life-enhancing benefit. This satanic cabal of Hollywood and political elites all need the adrenochrome to maintain their positions of power. And they will continue to do so until we stand up against them. Now, do you have any questions, Craig?
So does Oprah drink the same blood as Obama, or is it usually a different kid?
It's kids from all over the world.
In the late summer of 1908, Collinsville, Illinois, near the Cahokia Mounds, construction workers accidentally unearthed a stone tomb that contained several giant bodies, each measuring over 7 feet tall. Following this discovery, the bodies quickly disappeared, only to add more mystery to the idea that a large species of humans once inhabited the Americas. Is it possible that what they had stumbled upon was the remains of a great culture that not only roamed the Americas, but also the world?
In my research, there's over 1,500 newspaper articles that all span from the early 1900s, late 1800s, of non-stop discoveries of giant bones in mounds, some of them not in mounds. Some of them are giant bones that have Native American lineage, which is interesting because when you look at some of the writings of the earliest explorers in North America, most of their journals, they describe the chiefs of each tribe as being a giant. Some of them 12 to 15 feet tall. And so here yet again, you're seeing this upper status being given to the people that have that genetic lineage. And when you look at that happening in North America, and then you look at the logs of the very first ship that landed on Easter Island, and what was the first thing they said? There was a race of giants there, and the race of giants were the priestly class of the Rapanui people, and that they were overseeing the construction of those stone heads. That story right there, you can take that and place it in 100 different areas all around the world, and it's the exact same story. example, you have the Bible. Just start at the Bible. In the beginning, the first book of Moses, two times some giants are mentioned. Everyone remembers the fight between David and Goliath. Goliath was a giant. This is a Bible story. The book of Eskimo, which is the mythology of the Eskimo, simply phrases at that time the giants were living on earth. The same thing in Egypt. They are clearly talking in the so-called pyramid text that some of the gods were giants compared to humans. Giants are in mythology, actual living, practically in every ancient mythology. So why not in the United States?
If this is true, how did all this evidence simply disappear?
Across the last 200 years, many hundreds of oversized skeletons have been found, and they were discovered by archaeologists associated with the Smithsonian Institution.
Is anxious about the future. The world is concerned about the conflict of nations, the state of the economy, the political situations that are becoming tense, the possible food shortages and supply shortages that they're all talking about. But I'm here to tell you that no matter what is happening in our world, that no matter what we're facing, the church, we, the children of God, have nothing to fear. This is not the time to back down. This is not the time to slow down. This is not the time to hide in the corner. This is the time for the great harvest of souls, and if we're not careful, we'll miss it.
Unpopular truth. There's no secret to God's power. Everything we need to know about walking in the power of the Holy Spirit is clearly given to us in Scripture. The reason many believers lack power is because they lack practice of the basics. Daily prayer, holy living, devotion to the word, and worship. Do these things and you'll walk in power and spiritual victory all the days of your life. Now, many neglect the discipline of these basic spiritual practices and instead search for a shortcut. But it's simple daily obedience that brings forth true power. The key to the power is time in the presence.
Brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is The Coming Persecution, and this word was posted January 3rd, 2023. My children, though this year will be very intense, I desire you would be about my business in the earth. Preach my word and lead lost souls into my kingdom. When the coming persecution begins, it will begin very suddenly. An event will take place and the persecution will come out of that. Be prepared at all times, my children, and remember, though you suffer persecution, it is not forever. It is only for a season, for soon I will come to bring you home to me. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
In this clip, we see several people visiting a friend in hospital. As they casually chat, one of them appears to call the camera person closer, As they do, the camera moves around, inadvertently capturing something rather chilling in the background. Take a look and see if you can spot what it is. It's very easy to miss, but if you slow the footage down, you can clearly see the head of a small figure peeking out from behind the bed. Strangely, nobody seems to notice the mysterious figure before the clip ends. If you take a good look, you can see that it appears to have a rather unusual face. It has dark hair, large eyes, and an oddly shaped nose. The strange thing about this video is that the room the group is in looks rather small, meaning it would be very difficult for someone to be hiding. So then, could this figure actually be some sort of paranormal entity? Spending the time in hospital is already an unpleasant experience without the thought that you could be sharing a room with a spirit.
In this video, we'll focus on the band Queen. I could probably find more images out there, I'm sure. But let's look at what we have here. Rock and roll is sold out to the devil. Good Fight Ministries, they sold their souls for rock and roll. It's true. I don't know how that all takes place. God knows their hearts. God's in control. In this fallen world, it's very fallen. Freddie Mercury is dressed in the Freemason checkerboard. And he has the sign of success on his hand. Brian May is an astrophysicist, right? And a guitar player in Queen. Is he pointing to his head, believing he has occult hidden secret knowledge? He does the Osiris Risen Freemasonry pose. He's dressing in drag. He's got the sign of success on his hand. He's hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Outer space is completely real. There's not a firmament dome covering the earth or anything. There's not waters above like God says in the Bible. Just outer space forever and ever, always expanding, full of black holes and other planets, maybe with alien life on them, right? Here is Roger Daltrey, the drummer of Queen. He's got the sign of success on his hand. And he hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Almost like there's something to this, hey everyone? God bless you, brothers and sisters. God bless you, everyone.
Doug, and I'm here with Jenny. Catherine. Woo-hoo. Jenny Catherine. And what's your name?
John.
John. And you said you have pain in your back? Okay. And what's your pain level out of 10 right now? If you're
about a 7.5.
About a 7.5, so it's pretty bad. Okay, so she's going to pray for you. Just can she put her hand on your back? Okay, God's going to heal you right now. Just say, back.
Back.
I command you.
Be healed.
In Jesus' name. All pain, I command you to go. Now.
Now.
Just wait for a sec. There we go. Now, do you feel any sensation in your back right now? It's okay. It doesn't matter if you do or you don't, I was just curious. Okay, now, strange as it seems, I want you to move around a bit. Go like this. Check it out. And just tell me what's your pain level. And be really honest, please. You know, right now you don't feel it.
But you don't feel it at all right now? Really? Like, is it to a zero?
Yeah, I guess so, because I'm real.
What do you think of that?
I don't know what to say. I know God is good, that's for sure. That's for sure. Is that real?
It's real. It's Jesus Christ. He's real.
Amen.
You know why this happened today? Because Jesus is real and he loves you.
Amen.
He loves you so much that he died on the cross to make a way for you to be with him, to pay for all your sins. Have you ever heard that message before? Yeah? Are you a believer in Jesus?
Everywhere.
You feel the Holy Spirit?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, it ain't perfect. That's why you're just thinking I was doing.
So what's this fake right here? How's that back?
If her back ain't hurting for real, and she telling the truth.
Okay.
Is she saying that to be nice to me, or is
it real? No, I have back problems. Yes, she do. Yeah. That work on her. Hold on, my turn.
Yeah. Oh, you got a back problem?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was going for her first.
You're using her as a guinea pig. Okay.
If it don't hurt, I'm ready.
All right. Okay. All right. So next up. So you did one. So next up.
Yes.
Okay. What's your pain? Is it hurting right now?
Okay. If I do this, let's say this is 7.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Point at his back. Or you can just put your hand on his back, whichever you want. Just say back.
Back.
Be healed.
Be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Right now.
Right now.
All pain, I command you to go.
All pain, I command you to go.
Now.
Now.
Now just wait. Do you feel something going on in your back?
I feel something. I don't know about him.
She's feeling the Holy Spirit. Okay, now, strange as it seems, I want you to move around. Bend over. Go like this. Check it out and be really honest with us, please.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay. Is there pain?
Yes.
Okay.
What's
your pain level?
Okay, it's like...
Check it again. It's okay to say... It's, you know, whatever
it's like
it is.
A 6 now.
Okay,
it's
went down a little bit. Okay.
No, it's going down for real.
Yeah. And we prayed for a guy who had no feeling in his foot, and then when he got away from us across the parking lot, he goes, hey, I'm healed, like, no feeling now. But he didn't have, sometimes it takes a little time.
Okay.
It's still happening.
More.
Yeah. But it's not the twisting that's doing. So we want to make sure you understand that. Okay, put your hand on his back.
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, I'm going to do something different, okay? In the Bible, do you ever read about Peter in the Bible and they put people out so his shadow might land on them and they get healed? Turn around. We're going to do the same thing. Turn around. Okay. Hold your hand up so your shadow's on his back.
Okay.
All right. Just like that. No, you don't have to.
Oh.
She's doing it. You get to relax.
Okay.
All right. Just relax.
Right,
you don't need to feel anything.
I don't feel nothing at all.
Oh, you mean the pain? The pain's
nothing for real. Like nothing.
Yeah. There. All right. God. Now check it. Check your back.
I don't feel nothing. It's just like it's numb.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit just healed you. What happened?
Wow. It's real.
It's real. Jesus is real. Yeah. It's news. Tell somebody.
How long are we going to last?
Forever, man. Bro. Come here.
Oh, my God.
It's for real. It's a lifetime.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bro.
What's your name?
My name's Doug.
Montez.
Yes. God bless you. Listen, I'm going to say something to you.
Give me a card just in case it happens
again.
For real.
Hey, do you want to get baptized?
I want mine.
We're baptizing people tomorrow.
Where at?
Okay. I'll give you...
Do you have a card?
Yeah, I got a card.
I wouldn't mind after today.
Right?
Why so numb? It's the Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit. He's real.
You know
he was healing you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know yeah.
Like,
this is where we're not part of. Okay.
I know all of them. Ephesians.
We're holding a conference at this church on how to be sick. Not only will you get baptized, when we're finished with you, when you pray for people, the same thing's going to happen.
And then you can go out and heal
people. The gift of the Holy
people.
Spirit, you'll be speaking in tongues. When you pray for people, the Holy Ghost will go on them. Boom, they get healed.
Thank
and I'm
so
not
much.
Joking.
I know. No, it's no joke
I
to God.
I only have one of these cards. So.
Thank you.